60.
120. 120 years old. That should mean something, shouldn't it? It's an age very few people live to. More nowadays, but an unheard-of number even 20 years ago. It's not a pinnacle. Not really. Because the older you get, the fewer and fewer people there are that know you or even know enough about the same things you do to hold a conversation with. And the longer you live, the more people you can add to the list of names of folks you once knew. What it is a sign of loneliness. Hey, I'm just being melodramatic. Cut me some damn cake, will you?
Charles sat on the rocking chair on his porch, whittling away and feeling content. The morning sun was creeping up over the horizon, chasing away the cool night air. A light breeze lifted the scent of fresh plants, and it weaved through the herb garden that was now his front lawn. In that field, a young monk was up early to tend to it, pulling up hardy weeds and clipping plants in deliberate ways. The day Charles had arrived on the mountain was far away from his mind. Sitting nearby in a lotus position on the porch and likely napping again was the head monk. Apparently he called himself Elder Bao, but Charles wasn't about to call anyone half his age elder anything. Not calling him elder was only a secondary insult he'd made the man that day. The first was spending the diligently saved monastery points that were set aside for a kitchen. But when it came to a traditional title or Charles's obstinance, there was really only one result that could happen. In Charles's hand, the wood he was whittling slowly became the shape of an eagle. It had a fierce beak and claws in combination with curled parts. Those parts were reminiscent of a flowing wind, and the carving identified as a spiritual wind eagle. The monks had caught one of those yesterday to fill a spot in the bestiary. Charles was quite happy about that, as he could imagine the tamed version giving rides to kids after they were thoroughly strapped into a saddle. Recently, his hands seemed to take on a life of their own when he carved, which made talking that much easier when he whittled, not that he really wanted to talk all that much. It was just that, for whatever reason, Bao had decided to spend more time with Charles, and Charles was having fun asking a question whenever the fella seemed to fall asleep. A silly game, sure, but it was fun in its own way.
"How's your meditation going?"
Charles asked. He didn't smile, but he wanted to.
"Huh? What?"
Bao became aware of his surroundings. Like the other monks, he had a polished, bald head. Unlike the other monks, he had a little more weight and a little less muscle.
"Oh, nothing,"
Charles said, and then hummed once.
Oh, right. Restructuring your dungeons proceeding at a good pace. We have up to level 10 set up so far,"
Bao answered, trying to guess at what the question had been. Charles just chuckled softly. Apparently the monastery earned its points by having the monks there complete tasks that benefited it. When Charles arrived, the only two tasks that could earn points were practicing martial arts and meditating, two tasks which earned points very, very slowly. With the addition of the bestiary, catching, taming, training, and caring for spiritual beasts brought in points. Charles was also picky about what type of animals he wanted in the 20 available pens. Any beasts that were caught and tamed were then brought to Charles to decide if they were worthy. If they weren't, they were then added to his dungeon. The dungeon itself he'd set up between the monastery and the graveyard, the entrance changing from a cellar door to a hole in the ground. Elaborately carved wooden lions, forever stuck in the position of roaring, had grown around it when it was placed. At his request, Bao had assigned the trainer to update the dungeon so that it had multiple levels that would benefit a monk in training, with the only rule being that they wouldn't mess with any of the green children happily living inside, a task that was also earning the monastery a significant number of points. When it became apparent that Charles wasn't going to talk more about the dungeon, Bao went back to meditating. This time Charles watched as a new person, a lively young woman, made her way up the mountain. He didn't recognize her, and it was likely she was another NPC, like all the folks around him nowadays. It seemed like she walked slowly, but it was a steep path. When she made it to the training yard, Charles watched as the monk in charge of training spoke with her. He couldn't make out what they were saying, but the monk's arm gestures made it clear she was being directed towards them. A glance at Bao beside him showed that the monk had already fallen back to sleep. Charles considered waking him up, but decided he'd rather see what would happen. As she came up the stairs, Charles realized that this woman was actually a player and not an NPC. Above her head, Charles could see the name Normal Gal 4. Given that he recently was told he was the oldest man on the planet and that he should be on the lookout for anyone sent to goad him into his grave, his suspicions flared. The woman looked calm and collected, wearing a standard adventurer outfit of well-made leather armor. A sword of some kind hung in a sheath from her belt, and thick brown hair was tied back in a ponytail. She approached with confidence and bowed to Elder Bao.
"Sect Master, I would like to join your monastery. I am a level 22 fighter and can reclass as a monk."
The words were all spoken through her bow, and it seemed she hadn't actually laid her eyes on the sect head yet. Charles kept whittling as he watched. Bao, still sleeping, didn't respond at all. For several long moments, only the wind moving over the mountain could be heard. Eventually, she peeked a glance. When she realized he was asleep, she stood up and looked at Charles questioningly. Charles glanced at the sleeping figure, pressed his lips together, and then nodded once to the woman. She shined with a tiny flash of light blue light, and then seemed to look at her screens.
"Thank you, honored elder,"
she said to Charles, bowed to him, bowing again to Bao, and then turned to walk back towards the training yard. She was all the way there and being directed into the monastery when Charles heard a grunt from the man next to him.
"Huh? What?"
Bao asked as he half woke up.
"What did you ask me? Oh, we should have enough points for the kitchen by tonight." "Got something on your chin there," Charles answered.
Elder Bao wiped away the drool with his sleeve.
"Ah, right."
He stood up and stretched.
"I think I'm going to go tell the acolytes they aren't working hard enough and get them to sweep off the mountain top. Maybe have them carry buckets of water up from the bottom of the mountain. They need that kind of motivation. I don't know what anyone would do without me. Let me know if you need anything, Mr. Charles."
Charles just grunted and watched him walk away. When he was gone, he turned his face in a different direction.
"You can come out now."
Monk Tim, having recently taken a vow of silence, quietly and cautiously peeked out from where he was hidden behind a bush in the herb garden, and then went back to the pruning and weeding he'd been doing moments before.
"He's a good kid, now that he's shut his trap,"
Charles mumbled to himself while he whittled.